born to do. This book will help you find it. Terms of engagement. Because we're changing the world together, the book includes a few different words and phrases that you may not have encountered before. Here's a quick guide to some of them. Escapology, the art of leaving a job or situation that doesn't meet your needs. Serially resetting, the concept of changing your life and work every few years. Flow, the all-encompassing feeling you get from working well at something you enjoy. Side hustle, a means of earning money apart from your job. Digital asset, an income-earning project that exists entirely online. Gold rush, a short-term opportunity to make a lot of cash. Umbrella profession, a career consisting of multiple jobs or roles, but all under a unifying theme. My hope is that by the time we're done together, these concepts, and the many others you'll learn throughout the book, will provide you not just a whole new vocabulary, but also an entirely new way of thinking about how you live and work. Mission objectives. This isn't a book that tells you how to quit your job and work for yourself. I already wrote one of those. There's no one-size-fits-all model for a dream career, and not everyone wants to work entirely on their own. Even if you receive a regular paycheck and have no intention of ever starting a business, it's important to understand that you are still essentially self-employed. No one will look out for your interests as much as you will. So you should make active decisions and take responsibility for your own success as much as possible. This book will give you an edge in both of those areas. Even if you have absolutely no desire to start your own business and are perfectly happy working for a conventional employer, there are plenty of tactics and strategies for turning that job into the work you were born to do. Lastly, please note that this book is action-oriented. You'll learn why it's important to do certain things, but you can also put a number of tools to use right away. For best results, however, don't skip over the Joy Money Flow model. We'll be referring to it throughout the rest of the book. There are many strategies and action plans we'll be reviewing throughout the next 13 chapters. In different ways, the goal of each is to help you make huge changes and major improvements in your career. If you've listened this far, I'm guessing that you don't want to settle and you don't want to suffer. Let's work together to find something much better. For a long time, I thought I should find some passion. Now I realize that passion is not uncovered, it is created. But most people never put in the effort required to get good at something to the point where you grow to love it. I think the passion myth is the number one reason my friends are miserable at their jobs. Melody, age 25, systems and processes architect. 1. Flip the script. Objective: choose the winning ticket to your career lottery. There's more than one possible path to career success, but you want to find the best one, the thing you were born to do. You want to win the career lottery and discover a job or vocation that doesn't feel like work. Achieving this goal will require changes in mindset, strategy, and action. If you won the lottery tomorrow, how would your life be different? Some people might dash straight out to the luxury car lot and then drive home in a shiny new toy before booking a Caribbean vacation. Others might pay off their debt and invest the rest for a comfortable future. Still others might shrug and give the money to charity. When it comes to their jobs and careers, different members of our group of hypothetical lottery winners would probably choose different responses. Some people would quit immediately, walking out with no notice. Others would use the experience to reflect on what they really wanted to do, and then proceed with the security of having all the money they needed to take the risks to pursue the thing they always dreamed of. Whether it's opening a surf shop in Bora Bora, founding a nonprofit in sub-Saharan Africa,